This morning we have the Lord Mayor of Parramatta, Councillor Bob Dwyer. Good morning, Bob. How are you and Happy New Year?
Yeah, morning, Darren. Happy New Year to you again.
It's great to have you in the station again and thank you for coming in. And it's a busy new year for the City of Parramatta as we run into Australia Day. In the lead up to Australia Day, we announced the winners of the 2020 City of Parramatta Australia Day Awards. Can you tell us more?
Look, Darren, last Friday at Rose Hill Gardens, I was incredibly proud to honour the winners of the 2020 Australia Day Local Awards. And it was a fantastic ceremony. We had a wonderful opportunity to celebrate and thank our unsung heroes. There's so many men and women who devote their time to make the city a better place in various sectors, including the arts, the community services and the sports. This year we had nine categories. We had a new three categories, which were the Young Leader of the Year, the Lord Mayor's Humanity Award, and we also had the Lord Mayor's Community Service Award. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank all the nominees and other award winners who work so tirelessly for the benefit of the whole community. But this year I'd like to say a special tribute, obviously, to the local paramedic, Kevin McSweeney, who won the 2020 Citizen of the Year for his many years of community service.
And that's wonderful. And born and raised in Tilopia, Kevin is a full-time New South Wales ambulance inspector and is a founding director of the Michael Hughes Foundation. The Parramatta-based charity aims to increase survivability of cardiac arrest by teaching the public how to perform CPR and use defibrillators. And we have Kevin on the line. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Lord Mayor. Good morning, Darren, and good morning to your listeners. Thanks for having me on today.
And congratulations to being the Citizen of the Year for 2020 for the City of Parramatta. It's a great honour to be bestowed on you. And as the Lord Mayor said, it was a great night last Friday night that you received the award. Can you tell us more about the Michael Hughes Foundation and your work there?
Oh, certainly. But yes, I will echo those words that it was a fantastic night. Obviously it was a thrill for me. The winner wasn't announced, no one knew until, you know, the final minute. So yes, it was definitely a thrill for me, as well as being well and truly I felt privileged and honoured to win. But yes, it was a big thrill. But as far as the foundation, the Michael Hughes Foundation, that is something we started 5 years ago, and we steadily built, and we really are making some grounds, I believe, with what we're doing. So the premise of the foundation is to turn bystanders into first responders. So what that means is that we want to give people the confidence and the skills and the know-how to do good quality CPR and also use an AED, a defibrillator, if someone goes into cardiac arrest. Because we know that there's about 30,000 people in Australia have out of hospital sudden cardiac arrest every year, and only about 9% survive that event. And we do know, we study that if a bystander does do good quality CPR and a bystander does defibrillate a person, then your chances of survival increase astronomically.
And just recently in the news in the local area is Greg Page and his incident over the weekend and his survival to just down to what you say, good CPR and a bystander using an AED. So
exactly. Case in point. A bystander jumped up and did CPR on him and defibrillated him 3 times, and he gets the chance now to live a full life, go home to his family, and live the rest of his life, hopefully well and healthy.
So you've been a first responder for 19 years, and you must have many stories about successful survival rates. How can the listeners take part in what you're trying to achieve? What resources do you have for that they can look up and follow through?
Well, as I said, we're about teaching people and giving them confidence to do quality CPR and use a defibrillator. So we do first aid courses through the foundation, and obviously there's many people who do first aid courses, but certainly through the foundation we do first aid courses, and that's what it's all about. It's about giving people the confidence that they can do CPR and show them how to do it, because it's not a difficult skill once you're taught how to use it. And a lot of people, I think, are afraid of an AED, of a defibrillator. However, once you touch it and understand how it works, and you will really see that it's a very easy piece of equipment to use. It basically does everything for you, your biggest job is to turn the machine on and actually put the pads on the patient, and then it pretty much does the rest for you. So it's all a confidence thing, and that's when we deliver our first aid courses, that's our message, is to give you the confidence to do those couple of things really well.
Well, that's a great undertaking that you have there, Kevin, through the Michael Hughes Foundation, and congratulations again on your award as Citizens of the Year of the City of Parramatta. Bob, any thoughts there on with Kevin?
Yeah, look, Kevin, that was fantastic that you won that award. It's very appropriate, I suppose, with what's happened with Greg Page. But, look, this is just an ongoing issue in the sporting fields. We've got older people playing up over 45s and all that sort of stuff every year. So it's very important that we have these defibrillators everywhere. And it's great to your foundation that you've been the leader in this over many years. So congratulations, Kevin.
Thank you very much, Bob. And I have to say that Parramatta City Council has been a great advocate for us in the foundation. So we appreciate everything that Parramatta City Council has done for us.
Once again, thank you, Kevin, for joining us, and congratulations again. And we're going to go out to a song now, Down Under, Men at Work on Alive 90.5.
A freight out combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women glow and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? Buying bread from a man in Brussels. He was
It's 14 minutes past 8 on Alive 90.5, and we're here with the City of Parramatta Lord Mayor, Councillor Bob Dwyer, and discussing everything Australia Day. So, Bob, Australia Day coming up. What's happening in Parramatta?
Oh, Darren, you know, Australia Day, it's come around great. We've been waiting for this. We've been waiting to have some celebrations in Parramatta, and this is the opportunity. So this week, obviously coming up on Sunday, we've got the biggest event yet, I believe, of more than 15 hours of non-stop free entertainment in our city. As usual, the event is one of the largest in New South Wales and certainly the biggest on our council's event calendar. As normal, we get about 60,000 people attend, which is very encouraging, and hopefully we might see a few more this year. Just the festivals, they all, as usual, they start about 6 a.m. We've got that usual hot air balloon. If you're keen to go up there, Darren, get on board and we'll send you up.
Oh, just one thing there, Bob. We'll, Live 90.5 will be on site from 6 a.m. broadcasting through to 10 a.m. in the morning. So I'll be there watching, and I'll come and say hello as well.
Are you going up in the balloon?
No, not in the balloons. Oh, I missed out on that one. But we'll sit and watch and, kind of relate to the listeners as much as we can.
Well, certainly, soon as we finish those air balloons, we've got our usual welcome to country ceremony, and that's followed by our Australia Day new citizens award. It's new citizens coming in, and we obviously celebrate the Australia Day citizenship ceremony every year, and no different this year in Parramatta Park. In addition to that, we've got Carnivali. You know, these about 300 vintage cars.
Oh, wow.
We're going to have those in Parramatta Park. Some of those cars are over 100 years old. So people are going to come down and have a look at those as usual.
That's
all day. That goes throughout the day. In addition, we've got our usual entertainment on the day. We've got this year a fabulous lineup of music across three stages, headlined by the pop group Shepherd. I think most young people seem to know who Shepherd is. But we've got rising star Asta and the ARIA Awards winners, Jess and Mart. There's also non-stop entertainment for the kids.
That sounds like a great day. Maybe I should pick out Geronimo by Shepherd. It's one of my favourites, and I know lots of people like it here at Alive. Now, the evening normally finishes with fireworks, but you've made the difficult decision to cancel the fireworks. Can you talk us through the decision that you've made there?
Yeah, look, the fireworks are always very popular in Parramatta, and we'd love to have them on, but this year's been an exceptional year. I think everybody would agree. It's just one that one summer we'd like to sort of forget. But as a mark of solidarity with our fellow Australians around Australia, we just think it's inappropriate to have it this year. And I don't think I'm going to get too many arguments on that basis. But the good news is, of course, that we're going to have the rest of the program on the day. We'll still go ahead. We won't have the fireworks, but we've still got all the entertainment and so on. But as you know, Darren, when things get tough in Australia, the Australians stick together, and Parramatta will certainly be behind all those people out in the bushfire areas and giving all our support to them as much as possible. And, we're going to obviously have things during the day to try and help them.
And I understand that council has decided to make a donation to the cause of the bushfires.
Yeah, look, because we're not having the fireworks, we're going to contribute another $40,000 to the New South Wales Rural Service to recognise and support the amazing and tough work they've done in recent months. Earlier, we'd already donated $10,000 from the New Year event, so we're now giving $50,000 in total. But in addition, we're going to obviously have some areas on the day that people can contribute on the day to add more money to that area.
So our listeners and people can come down to the Australia Day festivities, have a great time, look at spectacular balloons and do everything there, but also donate to the cause. So how can people take part? How will the fundraising be happening on the day there?
Well, certainly, we've got a fundraising stall. Now, there was an initiative by our 2019 Citizen of Australia Year Award, Paracel Hughes, who's decided that, or suggested to the council, we have a fundraising stall in Parramatta Park, and people will go along there and be able to donate to the Rural Fire Service Association. So all funds raised will go towards much-needed equipment for fire stations across New South Wales.
That is an excellent effort there, and it's great to hear that we can all take part in the fundraising effort as we all bandy together as Australians supporting our fellow Australians in dire need.
Just before you go, Darren, I just wanted to mention that obviously because of the fact that's happening with the poor old people out in the country areas with the fireworks, with the fire damage and so on, councils were also working with the state government on plans to send council support staff to bushfire affected communities and support the whole recovery effort.
That is wonderful, and it's great leadership there by the City of Parramatta to help out the fellow Australians far and wide. So if anyone wants to go down, please head down to Parramatta Park on Australia Day, take part in the festivities, Carnivale. Everything is great down there, and you can help donate to the bushfire cause as well. How can people find out more information between now and Sunday?
Look, obviously the websites have always got information about everything. This year it's at discovererparramatta.com/Oz Day. Also, keep an eye out on the social media page for regular updates. So, in general, we're obviously looking forward to celebrating Australia Day on Sunday, and I encourage everyone to come down to the Heritage Parramatta Park for a huge day of family fun and welcome in our newest Australian citizens.
That's wonderful. We're all looking forward to it. And as we said before, Alive 90.5 FM will be there live broadcasting between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. Thank you for your time this morning, Bob. It's always great to have you here at Alive 90.5 FM. And I hope that you'll be back next month to share with our listeners again.
Thanks, Darren. Always great to come along and talk to the people of the Western Suburbs. Great work. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you very much.